USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House has announced where the next donation of 55 million doses of COVID vaccine will be heading. About 41 million of those will be distributed through the UN's COVAX program, which will send 14 million to Latin America and the Caribbean, 10 million to Africa, and 16 million to Asia. The U.S.'s initial donation of 80 million doses has now been completely allocated, though they will not be distributed by President Biden's goal of the end of the month. And the Trump Organization has sued New York City after it ended its contract for a golf course at Ferry Point Park. The city terminated the contract following the January 6th riots at the Capitol, alleging that the former president incited the riot and was therefore in violation of the contract. The company had operated the course located in the Bronx since 2015. In the lawsuit, the Trump Organization argued that New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has a pre-existing political bias against the former president and used the events of January 6th as a to terminate Trump-related contracts. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Voters support more early voting. Tim Berg explains.
A new poll shows the majority of Americans support the ability to vote early, but also stricter ID laws. The Monmouth University poll shows more than 70% of people support making it easier for people to vote ahead of Election Day. That number jumps to 80% when it comes to people that support requiring a form of ID before a person can vote. Less than 20% thought early voting should be restricted and there should be no additional ID mandates. It comes as states are passing election reform laws after last November's election, and as the Senate takes up a bill that would set some federal standards for voting nationwide. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Tokyo Olympic organizers announced Monday that a limited number of local fans will be allowed into venues when the games begin next month. Events will have a maximum capacity of 10,000, and officials left the option open to bar fans again if COVID cases rise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
COVID vaccination rates have plateaued in the U.S. over the last few weeks, with just over 65% of American adults having received at least one dose. That means President Biden's goal of 70% by July 4th is likely to be missed. Dr. Amesh Adalja says the key now is removing any obstacles to getting a shot. The infectious disease expert with Johns Hopkins University tells CBS News that the vaccines getting full FDA approval will also help combat hesitancy.
What we're seeing now is that we're hitting a wall. The people who wanted to get vaccinated largely have been vaccinated, and now it's a lot harder to get each additional dose into a person's arm. So what I think we need to do is make this more convenient, make it more easy, make it something that people can do wherever they are without having to make kind of appointments. It just has to meet people where they are, including door-to-door. We have to kind of remove any obstacle that a person can have. And I also think that when these vaccines get full FDA approval, you'll remove one talking point from the vaccine hesitancy crowd, and you'll start to see more businesses be comfortable requiring that amongst employees. So I do think we're going to get higher rates, but it's going to be very difficult to do so.
And the U.S., European Union, Canada, and the U.K. announced new sanctions on several senior officials in Belarus. The sanctions coming in response to the Lukashenko regime's use of a fake terrorist plot to justify ordering a commercial airliner that was flying through Belarusian airspace to land to allow them to arrest a dissident journalist and his girlfriend who were aboard the plane. EU officials are expected to announce more economic sanctions against the Belarusian president later this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.